Go, let's continue. So we said that there are three reasons why a person won't change his life. Number one is because he's too busy. Number two is he's too distracted. And that's what we were in the middle of, the distraction. If someone who's distracted, so what happens is, the only way to wake them up is through pain. They won't have the ability, the power. Sorry, we're page 106 in the art scroll, three lines from the top, and in the green ones in Lamed Hay, and we're a page and a half before the end of this parak, which Mirtz Hashem we're planning on finishing tonight and starting parak Vav already. We got to get moving over here. So it comes down. Right, when someone gets knocked down, he feels it. The stronger, the more you do something, the more you get punished for it. Someone who's distracted, it's worse. Why? Because it starts off in pain, and at the end you get destroyed. Which basically means that lest you be strengthened, right? That you will strengthen the musr. And if you're not strong from the musr you're going to get, then the only way to hear it is only through pain. So therefore, a person has to be very careful. He says, because there will be destruction from a person not listening to Hashem and not getting the messages. So the second reason why a person will not change is because he gets all these messages, but he gets distracted from the messages, and Hashem therefore has to deal with him much more harsh. Okay, number three. Hamafsid Ashlishi. The third reason why people don't change is because of chevra, because of your friends. The hainu chevras hatipshim v'hachotim. You hang around stupid people and people who do things wrong. Somebody who is a shepherd, someone who connects himself with stupid people, at the end will become broken. Kihine, here he goes. Listen to this, everybody. Anachnu roim pamim rabos. We see this many times. Somebody knows that I got to change my life. I know what I got to do. But Yisrapa Mimenu, he's not going to be strong about it. He'll do it so that people don't make fun of him. Or to get attention, that people will pat you on the back even though you're doing wrong things. People who do different things than the king, don't mix with them. Meaning people who act a certain way, don't get near them. A person's going to say, no, but that's not true. You got to be friendly with everybody. Don't be different. You could tell them, oh, you're bringing a chazal that says you have to be friendly with anybody? When? With everybody? When do we say you have to be friendly with everybody? That's when people are acting like people. B'vnei Adam sho'isa ma'isa b'nei Adam. Achlo b'vnei Adam sho'isa ma'isa b'heima. But if somebody is acting like an animal and someone's not acting like a person, you have no responsibility to be friendly with him. U'shlomi ma'asir od leich mineged lish ksil. Run away from foolish people. But David HaMelech, David the king says, Ashrei ha'ish asher lo alach. He starts off the Tehillim by saying, Zeh l'shonim im halach. If you're going to hang out, sofo lamod, you'll end up standing with them. And if you stand with them, vim amad, sofo leishev, then you're going to become one of their boys, one of the buddies. V'omer lo yashafti mesei shav, sonesi kahal merim. David HaMelech says, I do not hang out with people who are liars, people who are foolish. I hate people who do bad things. Ein lo la'adam ela litarlo nakaz asma. And this is one of the reasons why people won't change. They won't change because they're afraid to be alone. They have to be friendly with everybody. He says a person has to cleanse himself from this. V'limnoa raglov midarche hehamoin hashakuim behavli azman. And you have to pull yourself away from people who are immersed in the stupidities of life. And you run to the base medrash, you run to the right things. Who should David ask me? Say, "Omer, erachas binakoyim kapai, vasoivas mizbachach Hashem." I will first become clean, then I will bring a carbon to Hashem. V'miyero lo shemazav becheres mishiach. Listen to this. And if you find that someone's challenging you and mocking you for growth and for changing, lo yoshes liba alagahu. Don't you dare pay attention to that. Adaraba, mock him. Yilag al maliga vivazim viyachshov bedaito. Listen to this. Kilule hayolay larviach mamin harbe. If someone offered you to make a lot of money, hayamaniach mashitzach mene chaver shel yilagu. You would. If someone offered you a job for $1 million, would you say, "Oh, I don't want my friends to mock me"? You would say, "See you later, guys. I'll treat you. I'll send you some cash." Right? Kolshkein. Look at what he says. Shelo yirtzila abid nishmasam yibnei lag. But when it comes to losing your soul, that you're willing to do, it says no. If you're going to lose your soul for other people not to mock you, don't even begin. Be stubborn and be strong as a leopard, as a bold as a leopard. Listen to this about David HaMelech. He says, "I'm not embarrassed to talk in front of the kings." What do most kings talk about? They talk about their palaces, they talk about their cars, they talk about their riches, they talk about their wives. David, it would have been embarrassing. What would David HaMelech talk about? Musar, Torah, life. They're all talking about all these things. He would be embarrassed. No. He didn't care. His heart was not seduced by stupidity. Once he reached the truth, he stood strong and says, "I'm going with the truth." I'm not going to be embarrassed. My face will be like a stone, strong in front of Eidak. I'm not going to be embarrassed.